Warning: to the easily creeped out, you should probably avoid this, especially on Friday the 13th. After reading these 15 stories from Reddit users who had creepy, unexplained, possibly paranormal things happen to them, you may start sleeping with the light on. Number 1. My grandma lives in a very stereotypical horror movie house. In small Midwest town, white and old-looking home on a farm. She even has a chipped wooden Mary Nativity in the front yard. And she also has a cemetery about half a mile down the road. I used to sleep in the room in the corner on the top floor, my aunt's floor, and it had a wooden rocking chair in it. When I was younger, I would wake up because I thought I heard it rocking, to the point where I would wake up my grandma and have to stay in her room. About 10 years later, my mom, aunt, and I were talking about how creepy my grandma's house was. My aunt goes on to talk about how when she was younger, the reason my mom and her mom and ended up sharing a room was because she thought her room was haunted. She said she woke up one morning and the rocking chair was about 2 feet closer to her bed. And after that night, it would start rocking on a nightly basis at midnight. Until a few years ago, I still had a flip phone. One day I got a random call asking for some girl named Sarah. I told them they had the wrong number, and they hung up. For the next few months, I would get these calls asking for Sarah, about once or twice a week, coming from different numbers and different sounding people. Sometimes these calls came at 3 in the morning. One day, I got a call, and like usual, I said I didn't know Sarah. After I hung up, I went to my contacts and hit redial. And the answering machine said that this number did not exist. I went back through my call history trying to call some other people that had called me with the same result. The machine telling me that the number did not exist. Every time I would get these calls, I would redial the number and still got the machine. I googled that number, but all I learned was that where they were coming from was North Dakota, Montana, basically everywhere in the Midwest. Next time I got a call, asking for Sarah. I said, "Oh yes, she is right here." And the person on the other end said, "No, she isn't," and hung up. Things started to get weird when I started getting calls from unknown numbers calling me. Whoever or whatever on the other end hung up the second I said hello. Once I got a call, they didn't hang up. I said hello, and all I could hear, I was someone on the other end just listening, but they didn't say anything. Just something really uneasy about it. So that is all I'm gonna do, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this little trial run. Stay in touch. Stay tuned.